put out one song at a time over the course of the year in order because it's a concept record. It's kind of like a Netflix series. You had to wait for the next episode to get released. But now the season finale has premiered, so you can watch the whole epic or listen to the whole epic.
Watch it in your mind's eye.
Watch it in your mind's eye, yeah.
Last time you were here, you were telling us about the different elements in the record and that the different songs represented different parts of the title of the album, which is super cool. And so what's going on at the Town Crier? You're playing with the full band or you're stripping it down? What's happening?
No, we got full Rolling Thunder, full band coming Town Crier this Friday night. Our dear friend Becky Davis is opening for us. She's a wonderful singer-songwriter. You never know, Nate and I might show up for that set too.
Cool.
And then we're going to, we haven't decided yet if we're going to play the record in order. I think we're going to wait and see what the vibe feels like. And I also want to mention, we have turned this tour into a food drive. So we're collecting non-perishable food items at every show on this tour and donating to local food pantries. So this Friday's show is going to be supporting Fairground, which is a great community organization in Beacon. So if you're coming to the show or you know anyone coming to the show, please bring a healthy, non-perishable, shelf-stable food item. Drop it at our merch table. We're going to have a collection bin. And we're going to help our neighbors in need this Thanksgiving season.
Well, that's super cool. And you guys have any music in you? You feel like playing today?
Definitely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this is Claire and Nate. You can, I played Dorado before and they said, ah.
We know that's your favorite song, so we were going to play it for you, but that's okay. You beat us to it. We got plenty of other ones.
This is Claire Maloney and Nate. Tell them what you're going to play.
So we're gonna play the second. We're gonna play the second song off the new record. The song is called Fender, and the record is a concept album tracing the hero's journey, which is a well-known monomyth that was popularized by Joseph Campbell. And basically, what he discovered was that throughout the ages, throughout art, writing, centuries, there seemed to be this monomyth that kept reappearing in all kinds of stories about a hero who sets off on a journey, maybe by choice or is perhaps pushed into it, and goes on this series of challenges, you know, faces trials and tribulations, and ultimately returns home victorious. And the sort of the spoils of his or her triumph is that they come home transformed with gifts to bring their community. And so I was very inspired by that concept when I was already writing the record and I had a collection of songs and I knew that they all went together, and that sort of helped me piece them together as I was experiencing my own trials and tribulations on my own hero's journey. And Joseph Campbell said that, you know, he was asked in an interview on PBS in the late 80s about, like, how come we don't see a lot of these monomyths in current writing? And he made a beautiful point, which is that he believed that we've reached an age where really it's time for everyone to go on their own hero's journey. And that we can all experience that in our own individual ways. And so that inspired me on this record. And this tune called Fender is the second song. And it's right after the hero has faced their first major challenge, which was represented by the song The Flood. And the waters have receded and they're kind of taking stock of everything and wondering if they have, you know, the gumption to go on and what that's going to be like, and you know, just sitting with the deep questions and waiting for the answers to come.
Well, The Flood is a pretty powerful tune. It's a dynamic and rocking number.
Yes, it's surging for sure.
So let's hear this one.
All right, here we go.
This is Fender.
You think I gotten used to it by now? The endless nights alone in the house. We used to drive 100 miles an hour. till the day the road we knew ran out. Oh, but you can't stop, you can't stop, you can't stop when you're going that fast. You can't stop, you can't, but you did. You can't stop, you can't stop, you can't stop, you can't stop when you're going that fast, but you did. Upside down, but this isn't a problem you solve by thinking about it. Oh, but you can't stop, you can't stop, you can't stop when you're going that fast. You can't stop, you can't, but you did. You can't stop, you can't stop, you can't stop, you can't stop when you're going that fast, but you did.
KZE Claire and Nate from Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure. How long have you guys been playing guitar together?
5, 6?
Since 2019. I think we played 2 gigs together in 2019, Nate and I. And then in
shout out to Dunn's Pub.
Yeah, and we played it first show at Dunn's Pub in White Plains.
So were you in separate bands or separate projects and you kind of found each other?
Kind of. Nate was working primarily as a sound engineer and I was touring with a couple different bands, and Nate wanted to play more and I was playing, you know, some bars and restaurants. I was like, come play with me, we can play as a duo. And then we played like 2 gigs, and then when everything shut down in COVID in March of 2020, we decided to do a live stream from our apartment.
Oh, cool.
And so we ended up playing 17 consecutive Monday nights. And that was the most gigs we'd ever played together. And that's kind of how we cut our teeth. And that was the beginning of the band, because wow. A lot of people watched those live streams. Different venues around the country were sharing them. We were getting like thousands and thousands of people tuning in. So when things opened back up, people were like, can you come play in our driveway? You know, can you play in our 6 feet distanced backyard? And
so I made a wish on a star and I got it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I want to be playing more. And we ended up playing 13 brand new songs every Monday night for 17 weeks.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It was a lot of playing.
So you repeated 4 songs?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, exactly. Good math. There you go. Yeah. So that was cool. And then we started writing a lot in 2021. I had had writer's block from like 2007 to 2018. Mm. I don't recommend it. It wasn't ideal. And then in 2021, I was like, you know, if I don't use this downtime that I have not touring, if I don't use it, you know, to my benefit, I'm really going to regret it. So I really challenged myself to write 100 songs in 2021.
Cool.
I knew I needed quantity over quality. I just needed to like get the muscle stronger.
Well, it's like taking pictures. You take a lot of them, and out of those are a couple of great ones and a couple others you can put away.
Exactly. Yeah. So we had about 10 winners that ended up on the first record, a Daybreaker. And and then this new record, Flood, Fire, and Honey, we kind of started developing, I guess, in 2022, over the last few years. So
it took a while to get the whole concept together, get the songs together, the recording done, and now it's officially out as a full length, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Last time you were here, we got some cool glittery stickers from you, which are awesome.
I might have some other goodies. We'll
see. Sweet.
And we have some goodies if we want to do a little ticket giveaway.
All right, cool.
For the show on Friday.
Now, the band Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure are playing at the Town Crier in Beacon. And it's going to be a great show. Becky Davis is opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know her?
I met Becky through the music scene in Westchester County. And she's put together a really wonderful songwriters round event in Bedford, New York that I played on earlier this year. And then the producer for her new album, which is called Lost and Found, incredible record, came out a couple months ago. The producer for that record contacted me earlier this year to help co-write the last song on the record.
Oh, cool.
So the three of us, Drew Bordeaux, who's the producer, Becky Davis, and I wrote this song called Burn, which is on the record. So I was really happy to be a part of that. And
That's cool.
She's just become a great friend, a great writer.
So you have her opening up, not Phil.
Correct.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
And Phil is the dude at the Town Crier.
Yes,
we love you, Phil.
The one and
so
only
thank
Phil.
You.
I love
dude.
You, Phil.
And yeah, right?
Yes.
He loves being called that.
Yeah, I bet. The man. He's the man.
He's
been
dude.
Around. He's done it all.
So, folks, visit towncriercafe.com. Get a table. Get there and enjoy a great night at the Town Crier and see Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure this Friday night. You guys want
to bring a non-perishable food item too.
Yeah, please. Yeah. And that's a good thing. Food security is getting more and more important these days.
Yeah, we were thinking creativity too, like holiday. The holidays are coming up. Mm. So like I have like cans of, you know, mashed pumpkin and stuff that people can make pies.
Yeah, cake
and
filling.
Just something
like
with a little bit of cheer for the holidays.
All right. Cranberries.
Cranberries,
sauce.
Yeah.
There you go.
Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure, Friday night, Town Crier in Beacon. Claire and Nate, you got another tune?
Yeah.
What you want to do? That was a great one, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, really dug it.
I think we'll do the last song on the record.
Okay.
This represents the honey. It's a song actually that Nate and I started the one of the seeds for the melody, which I need to remind myself how to play. This melody we wrote right at the beginning of the pandemic. And we knew we wanted to write a song called Wildflowers, and then it just sat on the shelf, you know, like seeds that you've forgotten about for a couple of years. And then last year we pulled it out. We were like, can we develop this into a full-blown song? And one of the nice things about this record, too, and perhaps why it took a little longer for the second record to come together, is we, in the first record, it was mostly Nate and I kind of producing everything. Mm-hmm. And then on this record, all four of our band members, Kayla Bestie, drummer who's been in here before, and Russ Gottlieb, bass and banjo player, we all wrote together. So this record was really a creative collaboration.
Oh, that's so cool.
And this song
They're talented folks, and they have a great sense of rhythm, both of them.
Yeah.
So adding that to the whole mix when it comes to creating the songs instead of, you know, and so is still a wonderful thing, you presenting them the song and then they come up with a bass line or a drum part. So it's cool that they can be part of the creative process and also then say, I think this should go like this.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and typically, you know, drummers and bass players don't always get to be a part of that. You know, legally, like the copyright applies for a song, usually applies to the melody and the lyrics only.
Yeah.
So it was important for us to really, you know, tap into everybody's creative ideas and spirit and bring this album together in that way.
Well, that's really cool. And that's what a band should be, a band. Mm. And that's great. So keep up the good work. And why don't you take us out with a tune?
Sure. And speaking of the band, too, it's like these are the acoustic version. So just know that if you come to the show, you'll see the full electric or like Dylan going electric. You know?
Yeah, if you're meeting us for the first time now, it's going to sound a little different at the Town Crier.
Yeah, exactly.
I tried to fill that in with the song The Flood and how dynamic and powerful of a tune it is. And yeah, it's a lot more dramatic than two guitars. But here we go. Claire and Nate from Claire Maloney and The Great Adventure. Thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah.
Wildflowers.
Thanks so much for having us.
Had a vision, go to Aspen. There's a man I gotta meet there. Reckon that I haven't met him yet, but I'll know him when I see him. I fought floods and fires inside me. Still I rise to greet the sun, though my heart is bound to break again. I know the road to freedom. Inside me. got lost among wildflowers in colors I had never seen before, and a melody like the stars. Made it through the storm and sun, but the hardest hill was in myself. Now I know the road to freedom. It takes all the years to see. Not a moment was wasted. I made it where I was always meant to be.
Claire and Nate from Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure. Don't miss them at the Town Crier in Beacon this Friday night, opening Becky Davis. It's going to be a great event, so get your reservations, get your tickets now, towncriercafe.com. Claire, how can folks get in touch with you on the internets?
You can find our schedule and more info at claremaloney.com. We're on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Claire Maloney Music. And on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Tidal, Claire Maloney and the Great Adventure.
Well, nothing but the best to you and the fellas. And thanks a lot for being here, both Nate and Claire. We appreciate your company. And thanks for playing such great music live on 98.1 KZE and around the world at WKZE.com. All the best to you both. And knock 'em dead Friday night at the Town Crier.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Thanks so much for having
us,
Rick.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these important messages.
Celebrate Joni Mitchell's birthday with Big Yellow Taxi at the Bearsville.